You're listening to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM, and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. You can listen to the Noontime News live on our website, KROXAM.com. Click on Listen Live. You can also download the free KROX mobile app or say on your smart speaker, listen to KROX in Crookston, as it is now time for the Noontime News with Chris Fee.
As we take a look at our world and national news headlines on this Monday, March 25th of 2024, good afternoon. A New York judge has scheduled an April 15th trial date in former President Donald Trump's hush money case. Judge Juan M. Merchan made the ruling today. The judge earlier had scolded the ex-president's lawyers as he weighed when to reschedule the trial after a last-minute document dump caused a postponement of the original date. Merchan had bristled at what he suggested were baseless defense claims of prosecutorial misconduct, appearing unpersuaded by Trump team arguments that prosecutors had until recently concealed tens of thousands of pages of records from a previous federal investigation. The presumptive Republican presidential nominee arrived in court Monday for the hearing scheduled in place of the long-planned start of jury selection. A New York appeals court has agreed to hold off collection of former President Donald Trump's more than $454 million civil fraud judgment if he puts up $175 million within 10 days. If Trump does, it will stop the clock on collection and prevent the state from seizing his assets while he appeals. A Monday's order is a significant victory for Trump as the presumptive Republican nominee defends the real estate empire that vaulted him to public life. The development came just before New York Attorney General Letitia James was expected to initiate efforts to collect the judgment. The United Nations Security Council has demanded a ceasefire in Gaza during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Its first call to halt fighting. The United States abstained on the resolution, which also demanded the release of all hostages taken captive during Hamas's October 7th surprise attack in southern Israel. But the measure does not link that demand on the ceasefire during Ramadan, which ends April 9th. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu immediately canceled the planned visit to Washington by a high-level delegation to protest the decision. It was minutes before the start of a concert by the rock band Picnic at a massive auditorium at Crocus City Hall on the northwestern outskirts of Moscow. Then a concertgoer, Dave Primov, heard the first popping sounds but thought it was fireworks. As events unfolded, it became clear that it was the deadliest attack on Russian soil in years. The massacre turned into a manhunt, with authorities saying they detained four men in Russia's Bryansk region. President Vladimir Putin sought to tie Ukraine to the attack, but an affiliate of the Islamic State group claimed responsibility, which U.S. intelligence officials confirmed. Kyiv denied any involvement. Sunday was a day of mourning across Russia. That's a look at our world and national news headlines at this hour.
I'm here with Darren Nelson from Grand Cities Monument, formerly known as Stennis Granite. Darren, tell us a little bit about Grand Cities Monument and what makes it unique.
Well, first and foremost, we are a locally run business that can handle all your memorial needs in-house. We start with a sit-down conversation and make sure all details are captured. We then design, carve, and etch your memorial with our new computer software program and equipment. Lastly, we deliver and set the monument when needed.
Darren, what's the best way to reach out to you and set up a meeting?
You can call us at 218-773-7461 or stop in our office. We are Grand Cities Monument, memorials that matter.
When you face a big decision or have a business problem to solve, you want an experienced banker, someone you know and can trust, to help you reach your goals. At American Federal in Crookston, ag and business banker Brian Frisk has the knowledge and expertise to help you find the best solution. Expect a full review of your financials and a prompt decision made right here by your local American Federal banker, Brian Frisk.
Well, as we take a look at our present conditions right now in downtown Crookston, we have cloudy skies and our temperature is at 28 degrees. We have a north wind of 18 gusting up to 28, creating a wind chill of 15 above. The humidity is at 51%. The barometric pressure is at 29.91 inches. Again, we have cloudy skies, 28 degrees right now in downtown Crookston. And we do have a winter weather advisory that is in effect until 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. The winter weather advisory says another additional 1 to 3 inches of snow is possible, with wind gusting up to 40 miles an hour for portions of northwest Minnesota and northeast North Dakota. Plan on slippery road conditions. Areas of blowing snow will reduce the visibility. So it looks like we are going to be pretty fortunate here in far northwest Minnesota compared to the rest of the state, that's for sure. So not quite as bad as they were maybe anticipating it could have been here for our neck of the woods. As we take a look at the forecast for today, snow likely, mainly after 3 p.m. Patchy blowing snow, cloudy with a high near 30. It'll be blustery, a northeast wind of 15 to 25, gusting up to over 30, a 70% chance of precipitation. Total daytime snow accumulation around an inch possible. Then tonight, snow likely, mainly before 1 a.m. Areas of blowing snow, cloudy, a low around 15. Wind gusts up to 35 miles an hour and a 60% chance of precipitation. New snow accumulation less than 1 inch possible tonight. We'll take a look at the forecast for the rest of the week for your Easter weekend as well. That'll be coming up a little later here in the noontime news. Again, right now in downtown Crookston, cloudy skies, 28 degrees, a wind chill of 15. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the rest of the news, including the state news. That'll be coming up right after this.
An energy-efficient Trane system from Pru Refrigeration and Heating in Crookston is designed for maximum efficiency when matched Trane components are combined into a complete system. You get more warmth, cooling, and clean air from the energy you use. Air cleaners, humidifiers, and heat pumps, as well as digital thermostats, will return the cost of your investment. It's hard to stop a Trane. Call Pru Refrigeration and Heating in Crookston, 281-1370.
Is proud to announce the opening of Senior Life Solutions, a new outpatient group therapy program designed to meet the unique needs of older adults experiencing depression or anxiety related to life changes often associated with aging. Anyone can make a referral to Senior Life Solutions, including family members, doctors, nurses, or other healthcare professionals. Self-referrals can also be made. For more information about Senior Life Solutions, call 281-9559.
Exceptional care.
Riverview.
Taking a look at the state news, the wet, heavy snow continues to fall along a line from Duluth to St. Cloud to Wilmer, but it is transitioning to a rain-snow mix south of the Twin Cities. Joe Calderon of the National Weather Service says the Minneapolis-St. Paul set a record of 8.2 inches on Sunday, and numbers continue to come in.
A lot of the reports say from the southern Twin Cities metro all the way up through the Brainerd area have generally ranged in that 3 to 7 inch range. Did have some thundersnow reports there in far southeast Minnesota going towards the Rochester area.
And he says the rain snow mix is expected to move slowly north as temperatures warm today. Governor Tim Walz and Democratic leaders of the Minnesota legislature say they've agreed on the framework of a supplemental budget for 2024-25, taking into account that the state's projected surplus has increased to $3.7 billion.
The announcement late Friday of the $477 million supplemental budget deal came just 4 days after the governor announced his recommendations, totaling $226 million. He calls it a responsible, thoughtful agreement that maintains a balanced budget while funding our state's most urgent needs. House Republican Minority Leader Lisa Damath says Democrats are ignoring a looming budget deficit in 2026-27, and instead of getting spending under control, are increasing it at an even more unsustainable pace. Bill Werner reporting.
And the Republicans are particularly hammering Walz and Democrats for providing only $16 million for Greater Minnesota Ambulance Services, which requested $125 million. Walz responds, it's triage for the highest needs in a non-budget year. In other state news headlines, no surprise, the Minnesota State Patrol is reporting troopers responded to 328 crashes statewide through 9:30 p.m. on Sunday. 7 people were injured in those crashes, and there were 220 vehicle spinouts and 10 jackknife semis. Troopers say a woman was killed when her vehicle ran off the road and struck a tree in Burnsville on Sunday. The report says 51-year-old Elizabeth Evans of Lakeville was northbound on I-35E, approaching County Road 42 when she crashed on the snow an ice-covered roadway. A Hibbing man is the victim of a deadly one-vehicle crash north of Orr in St. Louis County. Sheriff's deputies say 30-year-old Eriker Arneson was found dead inside his car Friday afternoon near Myrtle Lake. The report says speed was likely a factor in the crash. Nobody claimed the Powerball jackpot on Saturday night, but a player in Minnesota won a $50,000 prize. The Minnesota Lottery website says the ticket was purchased at Super One Foods in Baxter, right next to Brainerd there. Another ticket worth $50,000 was sold at Super One Foods in Duluth on Wednesday. Those two prizes were won after someone bought a Powerball ticket worth $1 million in Zumbro Falls in southeastern Minnesota last Monday. The jackpot is estimated at $800 million for tonight's Powerball drawing. And that is about it on our state news. We will take a break. We'll be back, and we'll take a look at the sports. That's going to be coming up next right here on the Noontime News on KROX.
An energy-efficient Trane system from Pru Refrigeration and Heating in Crookston is designed for maximum efficiency. When matched, Trane components are combined into a complete system. You get more warmth, cooling, and clean air from the energy you use. Air cleaners, humidifiers, and heat pumps, as well as digital thermostats, will return the cost of your investment. It's hard to stop a Trane. Call Pru Refrigeration and Heating in Crookston, 281-1370.
Is proud to announce the opening of Senior Life Solutions, a new outpatient group therapy program designed to meet the unique needs of older adults experiencing depression or anxiety related to life changes often associated with aging. Anyone can make a referral to Senior Life Solutions, including family members, doctors, nurses, or other healthcare professionals. Self-referrals can also be made. For more information about Senior Life Solutions, call 281-9559.
Exceptional care. Riverview.
Taking a look at the sports scene from over the weekend on Friday. As you heard on KROX, it was the Class A State Boys Basketball Semifinals. Cherry beat Nevis 76-58, but the game of the tournament came right after that here on KROX. It was the Fertile Beltrami Falcons beating West Central Area in triple overtime, 84-75. Fertile Beltrami advanced to the state championship with that victory. And running through the preseason baseball, the Twins, their game with Atlanta was canceled due to rain. UMC baseball, they had a pretty good weekend in NSIC play. They beat Concordia St. Paul 12-3 on Friday and then won game two 18-13. Women's tennis, UMC shut out Bemidji State 7-0, and the Timberwolves beat Cleveland 104-91. On the sports scene from Saturday, as you heard right here on KROX, it was the state Class A boys basketball championship game as the Cherry Tigers. They were number one all season long, and they showed why as they beat Fertile Beltrami 78-40. You could tell Fertile Beltrami the gas was not quite there after that triple overtime game, and they come up a little short but finish state runners up with a record of 27-7. They'll say goodbye to Mason Nowoski, Cody Opdahl, Derek Sorensen, and Caden Swenby, the four seniors on the team. Cherry ends the season with a championship and a 31-2 record. But congratulations to the Fertile Beltrami Falcons on an outstanding season, and what a fun ride it was. And Class 3A, it was Totino Grace beating Mankato East 73-64 in the championship. Double A, Breck School, they beat Lake City 76-72. And in Class 4A, Minnetonka beat Wayzata 72-61. And the Class A Consolation Championship, Heritage Christian Academy beat Russell Tyler Ruthen 63-62. And third place, Nevis beat West Central Area 64-51. And preseason baseball, Boston beat the Twins 8-6. And college baseball, UMC beat Concordia St. Paul 6-5. And then the Golden Bears won game two 4-3. So UMC goes 3-1 in that four-game series in the NSIC play. St. Louis, they beat the Wild 5-4 in overtime on Saturday. Then on Sunday, as you heard right here on KROX, it was Indiana State beating the Gophers in men's basketball in the NIT 76-64. Baltimore beat the Twins in preseason baseball 8-3. Timberwolves get a nice win. They beat Golden State 114-110. And in softball, Concordia St. Paul, they beat UMC 9-1 and 10-2. On to the sports scene for today, we'll have the Golden Gopher Hockey Show with Coach Bob Motzko. That'll be from 6 to 6:30. A lot to talk about there as the 8th-ranked Gophers, they received the second seed in the NCAA tournament, and they will be in the Sioux Falls Regional. And they will play Nebraska-Omaha Thursday night at the Denny Sanford Premier Center. The other side of the bracket features top seed Boston taking on RIT. And in softball, well, today is the first day of practice, the final first day of practice for spring sports. Boys tennis, they will get to start their practice, I would assume, at the gym or at the Crookston Sports Center. And softball, UMC is taking on Southwest Minnesota State. That'll be at noon, just underway at Sioux City, Iowa. And in men's golf, UMC is down in Blue Springs, Missouri, playing there. Also, the WNIT tournament second round, NDSU is hosting Montana State at 7. And as we take a look at the local sports scene, the Crookston third grade girls basketball team finished third place at the CYBA tournament this weekend. In the first round, Crookston beat Riverside Christian 22-10, then lost to Clearbrook-Gonvick 30-19 in the semifinals. They finished with a 22-16 victory over East Grand Forks for third place. The girls wrapped up their first competitive season of basketball with a 12-3 record. Team members are Valor Klinert, Avery Matter, Lily Griffin, Valerie Trevino, Penelope Smith, Cam Brockpaler, Freya Brecken, Annie Collin, and Avery Palm. The team is coached by Eric and Christy Griffin. For a team picture, go to KROXAM.com and click on the story there. The Crookston 4th grade girls basketball team wrapped up their season this weekend, taking second place at the CYBA tournament. In the first game, they beat Hatton Northwood 32-6. Then they beat Warroad 23-21 in a sudden-death second overtime. The game was tied at 19 at the end of regulation. It was tied at 21 after the first overtime, and Crookston scored the first basket in sudden death to get the win. In the championship, they lost to Bemidji 23-14. The fourth grade team ends the season with a 16-4 record. Members of the team are Caitlin Clowiter, Zayla Narandon, Annie Collin, Penny Smith, Kira Gudmundson, Emma Newquist, Isabel Beckman, and Freya Brecken. The team is coached by Kaylee Narandon and Carissa Beckman. And the Pine de Prairie boys basketball all-conference team has been announced. The area players on the team, first team, Caden Swenby of Fertile Beltrami, Justin Cornier of Winnemac, Cameron Spath of Ataborup West, Carter Clark of Manoman-Wabin, and Aiden Flotten of Norman County East Eel and Hitterdall. Second team, Ryan Kangas of Winnemac, Derek Sorensen of Fertile Beltrami, Austin McCraven of Ataborup West, Caden Dahl of Ataborup West. Third team, Wyatt Crompton of Norman County East Eel and Hitterdall, Mason Larson of Ataborup West, Hudson Bushy of Foston, and Mason Nowoski of Fertile Beltrami. Honorable mention, Ryan Morris and Ethan Evitz of Climax Fisher, Preston Hansen of Fertile Beltrami, Ryan DePong of Foston, and Will Christian of Foston. The MVP, no surprise, Caden Swenby of Fertile Beltrami. Defensive Player of the Year, Ryan Kangas of Winnemac. And the Coach of the Year, Neil Steffes of Fertile Beltrami. For the full list, go to KROXAM.com and click on the sports. That is about it for all the recaps of the Fertile Beltrami State Tournament run, pictures, interviews, and a whole lot more. Go to our website, KROXAM.com. And to click on sports. And again, congratulations to the Fertile Beltrami Falcons boys basketball team on their second place finish at the State Class A boys basketball tournament. Sure was a fun weekend of basketball for them. And the fans, what a great turnout as usual for the Fertile Beltrami faithful. A lot of people from the area cheered them on as well. It was a fun weekend, that is for sure. And they represented Section 8 very well. We'll take a break. We'll be back. Take a look at the local news and the weather. That's going to be coming up right after this from our friends at Polk County and Red Light County Veterans Affairs and Hugo's Family Marketplace.
My name is Curtis Allison. I'm the Polk and Red Light County Veteran Service Officer. I'm here to help veterans and their families navigate through the many layers of benefits provided by the state of Minnesota and the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs. To contact me, call 218-281-3066 for Polk County. And for Red Light County, please call 218-689-8587 or visit the Polk or Red Light County websites. For statewide information, call the Veterans Link Vet line at 888-LINK-VET.
Save on these Easter essentials at Hugo's Family Marketplace. Select cans of select butter, kernel, corn, peas, or green beans, 5 for $4. Select cans of Campbell's Cream of Mushroom or Chicken Soup, 4 for $5. Select Bird's Eye Steamed Fresh Vegetables, 4 for $5. You can find all this week's savings at GoHugos.com and order your groceries online at Hugo's Family Marketplace. Hugo's will be closed Easter Sunday. Happy Easter to everyone.
You're gonna find more low prices, more great stuff when you go to Hugo's.
Well, as we take a look, we do have a couple weather-related announcements as far as school goes today. The Winnie Mac schools will close at 12:30 today. There will be no after-school activities. And Fertibel Trammy schools will be dismissing at 1. There will be no after-school activities there. The Crookston School Board, it is meeting night tonight in Crookston. They're going to meet at 5 p.m. in the Crookston High School Choir and Orchestra Room. The agenda will include the approval of updated policies from the Minnesota School Board Association and state's recent updated legislature. The policies include harassment and violence, drug, alcohol, cannabis testing, student discipline, corporal punishment, and a prone restraining, protection and privacy of pupil records, and Title IX sex non-discrimination policy. This is all just updating language and different things like that. Nothing of major. They can or can they don't have to, but the State School Board Association says you might want to update these items, so that's what they'll be looking at doing there. The agenda will also include the approval of the engagement letter for Brady Mart's auditing services, the approval of the Europe trip for the summer of 2026 for grades 9 through 12, and the approval of the first reading of the policies that are listed above. Now, the board will be asked to approve $4,500 in donations. The donations include $500 from the Eldridge Farmers Elevator Company for the Crookston FFA, $500 from the New Day Lions Club for middle school field trips, $500 for the Matrons Club for the Highland winter clothing supplies, $2,000 from Halstead Telephone Company for various scholarships, and $1,000 from the Pirate Boosters for the dance team music licensing. Yeah, those the music industry, they don't go without dinging anybody. We have to pay big bucks to play music on the radio station. Businesses that play music have to pay BMI, ASCAP, CSAC. They're vultures, and they'll get you. Even those high school dance teams have to pay to play music in their performances. The consent agenda will include the approval, because Taylor Swift needs more money, folks. It's not her. She's not behind it, but it's the music industry. The consent agenda will include the approval of minutes from the February 26th and March 6th meetings and the approval of bills and disbursements in the amount of $1,899,306.02. It will also include the acceptance of the resignation from a Highland Elementary School teacher, Rachel Herner, Highland Elementary School paraprofessional, Marisa Arriaga, Crookston High School kitchen helper, Margarita Bixby, girls hockey assistant coach Stacy Olson, and girls hockey coach Emily Meyer. The consent agenda will also include the approval of employment with paraprofessional Serena Duquette, Crookston High School paraprofessional Michelle Horn, bus driver Marcel Vaudrin, and special ed instructor Jennifer Ellen Leitner. The Crookston City Council, they're going to meet tonight at 5:30 at the City Hall Council Chambers. The meeting will begin with one presentation from the Crookston Area Community Fund in regard to the organization inviting grant applications in support of charitable, educational, and public purpose projects that will enhance or improve the quality of life for residents and or visitors of the Crookston area. The Crookston Area Community Fund will consider grant applications of $500 to $10,000 with a total amount of $25,000 available for the 2024 grants. The agenda will include the resolution regarding accepting the bid and awarding the contract for the 2024 street improvements. The final item on the agenda will be the resolution regarding Clifton Larson Allen LLP providing assistance with respect to finance director duties and responsibilities. The consent agenda will include the approval of minutes from the March 11th council meeting. It will also include the approval of bills and disbursements in the amount of $478,387.40. 2 cents. The Crookston Pirates speech team hosted its last regular season competition on Saturday with a total of 12 schools competing. This is the second varsity tournament that Crookston has hosted, with 112 students competing across 13 Minnesota State High School League speech categories. Crookston's Shayla Azer and Zach Plant took first place in duo interpretation, and Leah Johannik took third place in original oratory. Also competing included Brandon Wandry in original oratory, Jaden Newquist in drama, Shayla Azer, Zach Plant, and John Lisov in humor, Siren Mulvey in prose, and Ivan Luko in discussion. The Pirates will compete at the Subsection 30A competition in Glendon, and the top four competitors in each category will advance to the Section 8A competition. To see a picture of the team, go to KROXAM.com. Crookston City Hall will be closed at noon on Friday in observance of Good Friday. The city garbage collection on Friday will be collected as normal. The Crookston Fire Department responded to the following calls on the 25th at 1:05 a.m. this morning to the 100 block of Sargent Street for a report of an alarm activation. Upon arrival, it was found that cooking had caused the alarm to activate. There was no danger present. They reset the alarm and cleared the scene. Also, the fire department responded to a structure fire 3.5 miles northwest of Euclid this morning. The outbuilding is a total loss, and the cause is undetermined at this time. The Northwest Regional Correction Center reported the arrest of the following. Shakya Monet O'Neill, 21, of Moorhead, for fifth-degree assault. Hada Sarik, S-A-R-I-C, 35, of Fergus Falls, for a probation violation. Rick Christopher George, 47, of Warren, for domestic assault and the act to cause fear of immediate bodily harm to another. Sonia Robin Plants, 41, of White Park, for DUI, with the combination of two controlled substances. Robert James Azer, 49, of Monoman, for fifth-degree drug possession. Lace Thompson, 42, of White Earth, for fifth-degree drug possession. Richard Allen Thompson, 33, of White Earth, for fifth-degree drug possession. Kayleen Ann Hurley, 46, of Crookston, for domestic assault. Robert Lyman Sherman, 59, of Ada, for a probation violation. Lisa Marie Rodriguez, 25, of East Grand Forks, for domestic assault by strangulation. Ursula Andre Bowell, 45, of Nadewash, for failure to appear. On the obituary desk, Patrick Thomas Kane, 64, of Crookston, passed away Thursday evening, March 21st, at Altru Hospital in Grand Forks after battling cancer for many months. Patrick was born in New Jersey in 1959, the son of Warren Douglas and Peg Kane. After completing his education, Patrick set out to see the United States. He eventually made his way to Minnesota in 1988 and then settled in Crookston in 1999. In 2001, he met Teresa Fellman, who became his fiancée and longtime companion. Patrick is survived by his fiancée, Teresa Fellman of Crookston, two sons, Patrick Thomas Kane Jr. and Anthony Warren Kane, a brother, Michael, three sisters, Kathy, Nona, and Claire, and other relatives. He was preceded in death by his parents, Warren and Peg, and a brother, also named Warren. The funeral service for Patrick Thomas Kane will be held at 2 p.m. Tuesday, March 26th at Stenchelhowski Funeral Home, with Monsignor David Baumgartner presiding. Visitation will be for 1 hour prior to the service. There will be no live streaming. Interment will be at the Oakdale Cemetery in Crookston later in the spring. Jerome Carl Berkland, 89, of Crookston, passed away at the Benedictine Living Community of Crookston on Friday with his loving family at his side. The funeral service with memory sharing and celebration of Jerome's life will be held at 11 a.m. Saturday, March 30th at Stenchelhowski Funeral Home in Crookston. The Reverend Greg Isaacson will be officiating. Visitation will be for 1 hour prior to the service. Burial will take place at the Calvary Cemetery in Grand Forks later in the spring. Troy Vedbrotten, 41, of Grand Forks, passed away Friday, March 22nd, at his home in Grand Forks. Following Troy's wishes, there will not be a funeral. A private family gathering will be held with burial following at Kingo Lutheran Cemetery in Fauston. Arrangements are with the Carlene Family Funeral Service of Fauston. Troy was born in December of 1982 in Thief River Falls to parents Thomas and Cheryl Vedbrotten. Troy lived in Fauston for the first year of his life and then moved with his parents and grew up in Crookston. He attended church and was baptized at the Church of Christ in Crookston. He was a Crookston High School grad of the class of 2001. He entered into marriage with Stacy Krogfoss on May 6, 2017 in Grand Forks. He is survived by his wife, Stacy Vedbraten, daughter, Addison Vedbraten, stepchildren, Taylor and Haley Krogfoss, grandchildren, Zinnia and Alayla, parents, Thomas and Cheryl Vedbraten, sister, Shelby Peterson, with nephews, Cameron and Carson Peterson, mother-in-law, Sandy Erickson, sisters-in-law, Leslie Mayer, Missy Breidenbach, Jenny Reed, Gail Erickson, aunts and uncles, Dennis and Janice Hemmingson, Ardella and Gerald McGee, Roger and Bonnie Hemmingson, half-uncle Dell Jr. Hemmingson, Daniel and Faye Vedbraten, Barb and Steve Leake, Deb Vedbraten, Janice and Brett Stein, Lolly and Will Kloss, great aunts Arlene Schmidt, Karen Vra, Artis Tunberg, and Marlene Bennett. He was preceded in death by his grandparents, Edith Vedbraten, Edward Vedbraten, Irma Hemmingson, Delmont Hemmingson, aunt and uncle Alan and Linda Hemmingson, uncle Tony Vedbraten, and a cousin Paul Hemmingson, an infant cousin, baby boy, and baby girl Hemmingson. Donald Charles Fall, 73, of Crookston, passed away at Riverview Health in Crookston on Sunday with a loving family at his side. The memorial mass of Christian burial honoring Don's life is pending and will be held at the cathedral in Crookston. The Central Housky Funeral Home is assisting with arrangements, and messages of condolences may be given to Patrice and family on Don's obituary page by going to KROXAM.com and click on the news drop-down menu, go to obits, and we have that all the obits listed there. That is a look at our local news as we now take a look at the weather. Right now in downtown Crookston, we have cloudy skies, 28 degrees, north wind of 21, gusting up to 28. That creates a wind chill of 14. Barometric pressure is at 29.90 inches and falling. Humidity is at 51%. Again, cloudy and 28 right now in downtown Crookston. And it doesn't look like we have much for if there is any flurries. They're very, very light right now. Before we take a look at our almanac, let's take a look at the winter weather advisory that's been issued until 7 o'clock tomorrow, including the cities of Crookston, East Grand Forks, Ada, Twin Valley, Halstead, Hallock, Carlstead, Lancaster, Warren, Stephen, Argyle, also in North Dakota, and Grand Forks, Cooperstown, Findlay, Mayville, Hillsboro, Portland, and Hatton as well. Snow, additional snow accumulation of 1 to 3 inches possible, wind gusting up to 40 miles an hour today. Portions of northwest Minnesota and northeast North Dakota are included in this winter advisory. And plan on slippery road conditions. Areas of blowing snow will reduce visibility. The hazardous conditions will impact the evening commute. As we take a look at the almanac for today, actually yesterday the high was 30 with a low of 23 and some flurries. The average high for today is 39, the average low 21, the year-ago high 28, year-ago low 7. The record high 66 set in 1945, the record low 17 below set in 1893. The sun rose at 7:19, the sun will set at 7:46 for 12 hours, 27 minutes of daylight. Again, right now in downtown Crookston, cloudy skies 28. The forecast for this afternoon, snow likely, mainly after 4 p.m., patchy blowing snow. It'll be cloudy with a high near 30, wind gusts up to 30 miles an hour, and a 60% chance of precipitation. Total daytime snow accumulation around an inch possible. Then tonight, snow likely, mainly before 2 a.m., areas of blowing snow, cloudy, low around 15, north winds of 20, gusting up to 25, and then gusting all the way up to 40 miles an hour throughout the evening tonight. A 70% chance of precipitation, new snow accumulation less than 1 inch possible. Tuesday, a 30% chance of snow, mainly before 7 a.m. Patchy blowing snow, it'll be cloudy, a high near 23. It'll be blustery with winds 25 to 30, gusting up to 37. And then on Tuesday night, patchy blowing snow before 3 a.m., mostly cloudy, a low around 13, wind gusts up to 35 miles an hour. Wednesday, it'll be partly sunny, a high near 30, northwest winds of 10 to 15, gusting up to 25. Thursday, sunny, a high near 37, west winds of 5 to 10. Friday, a 30% chance of snow, mainly after 2 p.m., mostly cloudy, a high near 40, but we'll have east winds gusting up to 20 miles an hour. And then on Saturday, a slight chance of rain and snow, mostly cloudy, a high near 40, a 20% chance of precipitation. And then on Easter Sunday, a chance of rain and snow, partly sunny, a high near 40, northwest winds of 10 to 15, gusting up to 20, and a 30% chance of precipitation. That's a look at the Noontime News on KROX.